Christ within us, peace within us. Amen. Did you know that Christ the King Sunday came about because of Pope Pius XI in 1925? Pius XI wanted to mark the day as a celebration of the all-embracing authority of Christ, which shall lead mankind to seek the peace of Christ and the kingdom of Christ. Pope Pius XI was hoping that the faithful would gain strength and courage from the celebration of the feast, as we are reminded that Christ must reign in our hearts, minds, wills, and bodies. Liturgically, Christ the King Sunday is celebrated on the last Sunday after Pentecost, the Sunday before the beginning of Advent. This is our last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday, we will enter into a new season of Advent, a season of light and darkness, expectant hope. The hope on this day is that we will find strength in the coming reign of Christ as King on the earth, marking a new creation within the kingdom of God, a hope born out of the life of Christ and his gospel message. The language from our readings are resplendent with regal invocations, more majestic than the thunders of mighty waters, more majestic than the waves of the sea. Majestic on high is the Lord. Grace to you, and peace from him who is and who was and is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. And then Pilate asks of Jesus, "So, you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." In whom do we find our courage and our hope to face our fears and the fears of a hurting world? In whom do we look for the guidance of our actions when compassion is required, when really we'd like to turn away from the plight before us? What happened in Paris is a tragedy, and it breaks our hearts, and we must respond to their suffering with love, kindness, and compassion. Nearly 11 million Syrian refugees have fled their country seeking safe harbor. They are fleeing from the terror within their own country, and we must respond to their suffering with love, kindness, and compassion. Christ in the gospel today tells us he came into this world to model and testify to the truth. Jesus turns truth into a verb. Truth becomes action. Truth becomes how we as Christians are to be in a world which often mocks compassion as weakness, mocks love as cowardice. As Episcopalians, we are taught that all of human life is worthy of respect and honor because we are all created in the image of God. We are taught that the summary of the law is that we shall love God with all our heart, all our soul, and with all our mind, and that we shall love our neighbors as ourselves. So, here we find Jesus standing before Pilate, known for his cruelty and brutality, mocking Jesus. Pilate taking comfort in the power he can wield and in his malice. Jesus knows all this about Pilate, yet he doesn't bow to Pilate's authority or questions. Instead, he testifies to the truth. that Jesus came into this world to be the love of God incarnate. We as Christians are to live in hope with confidence in the newness and fullness of life that is the kingdom of God here and now. That our mission is to proclaim with our own lives the gospel, to promote justice and peace and love. We must find our voice and be a voice of hope within the cacophony of fear. Over and over again, the gospel shows us Jesus caring for those we consider other, caring about the widows, the children, the deaf, the blind, the tax collectors, the dying. And in the Beatitudes of Luke, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Jesus offers us a truth that calls us to be the church in a world that would mock our foolish desire to love one another as Christ loves us. Amen.